Welcome back to Having Words. My name is Josh Martello, and in this podcast, I chat with interesting guests to discuss their stories, their experiences, their inspirations, and their motivations. This week, I chat with health and fitness coach Bethany Grace Barnes. We answer some rapid-fire questions to do with fitness and Disney, talk about how her career path of Disneyland and Subway have landed her in the career path of her passion, and we express the just do it mentality.
To support the podcast for the cost of a coffee a month, you can become a Patreon member at patreon.com/havingwords.
How are you doing, Bethany?
Fantastic.
Bethany, this is your first ever podcast or like radio show or like vocal audio content that you've ever made, isn't it?
Yeah.
How exciting. It is exciting. It's so cool. Now, before we begin and to help you get into things, I have five rapid fire questions, but don't worry. Breathe. It's okay. They're not rapid at all. Are you ready? Yeah, yes. Breathe. It's okay. Bethany, first of all, who inspires you or who do you inspire to be like?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
One is definitely my dance teacher, Kim.
Yeah.
Because I've known her for so many years and she's such a hard worker and she obviously has built herself from the ground up and made her own like massive dance school that's now amazing. And then the other one's probably my sister. I feel like I've followed in her footsteps like a lot. She's obviously like 13 years older than me.
Yeah.
So seeing her go from like job to job to job and then all of a sudden be like, you know what, I'm going to be an air hostess, and she's like living her life now.
And actually doing it.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Oh my God. I never thought about that before.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because like you do naturally aspire to be like people. You do naturally have idols.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's cute that your idols are actually quite, they are important to you. They're not like celebrities or kind of like unrealistic idols. They are kind of like your sister and like people that have affected you as well. Because I know that obviously you've been dancing. How long? How many years have you been dancing?
Lord. Since I was probably 5.
It's good that you're pursuing something in dance or like fitness career as well. Because obviously you're going into... What would you describe your job role to be?
Busy.
Busy.
Like gym and fitness and classes, but still dance teaching and just, I want to do everything.
Whoa, oh my God. That's terrifying. Good. That's the kind of attitude that we want on Having Words podcast. Is the people that, perfect, is the people that are very inspirational and very outgoing and like they're pursuing their passions.
Am I hired?
You're hired. You're now the co-host. You have to come on every week now, Bethany. Wait, no. What have I done? Now, question number 2. There's going to be a mix of different questions here. And I know that you're a Disney fan. And you actually worked at Disney in Paris. Are you comfortable with me saying that?
Yeah, PTSD.
So question number 2. In your opinion, what is the best Disney movie to come out since Disney's golden age? You know, Disney's golden age was like Lion King, Hercules, all of that.
The newer
waves, such as like Frozen, Tangled, the live action films, The Aladdin Jungle Book and Lion King.
That's a hard one.
It is a difficult question. Because if I were to ask you what was your favourite, you know, during the golden age, what would you say?
Sleeping Beauty.
Really? Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
That's the one I've seen the least, I think.
Really?
Hercules was mine. I loved Hercules.
You know
so
what?
Much.
I've never seen Hercules. I love the songs, but I've never seen
it. That doesn't count. It came out the year that we were born, 1997.
Did it?
Yeah.
I'm not born in 1997.
Are you born in 1996?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so old. I'm joking.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
23 this
you're
year.
Crying in the podcast.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Golden age.
I mean, after that, Tangled has always been my favourite, but I think... You can probably see the connection between Aurora and Rapunzel. They both have long blonde hair.
You have long blonde hair.
What?
And you sing and you heal people's wounds like the Tangled Lady.
I think like that's what you do when you're little and you watch these films. Like my sister's favourite would be Belle from Beauty and the Beast because she has brown hair. Like it just makes sense.
You do kind of, you place yourself in their shoes and it's easier to when they look like you as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's probably... why. And like I like Cinderella, she obviously has blonde hair, blah blah blah.
So would you say Rapunzel?
Yeah,
she's the one in Tangled.
Yeah,
so you'd say Rapunzel in Tangled?
I think so, yeah. And Ben kind of looks like Flynn a little bit in my eyes. Do you know what I mean?
I think the colour of the hair.
Yeah.
And I see that a little bit.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And also you're really trying to piece it together. Oh yeah, I think it's like Flynn.
And then I have a horse.
And I have a mum. Wait a minute. And
your mum's not evil though.
No, your mum's lovely.
My real mum is okay.
What? What?
No, but she has, obviously she gets stolen from like her real mum, the queen. Duh.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like, I just don't have a
scary I think you meant in real life, my real mum. I was like, what?
I have a fake mum.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, and Bethany, question number 3. Now, I want to know this as well, actually, because obviously I used to go to the gym quite a lot. I used to be a full-on, like, gym lad, and I've completely lost that style. I'm not saying you are a gym lad, but, like, but, like, you're still going to the whole gym lifestyle.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing to work out, and what's your favourite exercise?
Oh, my God.
Two questions in one. I feel like it needs to be good, like, obviously, because you're pursuing a career in fitness and health. no pressure.
Great. My favourite thing to work out would probably be legs, because
really?
I have done for being a dancer, I have done for a long time. And
yeah, you probably have strong legs anyway, so you can do probably more than most people can in the gym anyway.
Exactly. I like, it sounds so silly, I like jumping. So like jump lunges and jump squats. I like doing explosive movements rather than just getting on a resistance
rather than
machine.
than isolation. You'd rather do, like, they do take some core energy as well, doing the explosive ones.
Exactly, yeah. So that's probably my favourite thing. My favourite exercise? Battle ropes.
What's that? Oh, is that the
Oh my God, the ropes? Love them. Yeah. The weighted ropes are so fun.
I see it in, like, celebrities, their videos of them doing it. It looks like so much fun, but it looks like, you know, so much work. Core, back, shoulders, everything going on.
Oh my God, yeah, it works everything. It's awesome. It's fantastic.
So they have it at the gym that you work at?
Yeah.
My favourite are shoulders. I love doing shoulders. The legs, obviously, least favourite.
I think there's a lot of boys' least favourite, to be fair. Everyone prefers to bulk up the top.
Arm day! What about leg day? Arm day!
And then their legs are just like...
It is. Did you watch Love Island this year?
I didn't watch it, but from Twitter, I knew, like, everything.
So did you see the picture of Anton? Not Anton. The picture of Tommy.
Yeah.
And his legs in comparison, because he had boxer body.
That's got to be something wrong with that.
It's not
or
good.
Is that...
Ooh, it's not good.
It's funny though. I do see people. I'm not going to name names or anything, but, like, I do see people that I know go.
Jason. Oh no.
Literally. No, but I see them and they'll come in and they'll do arms and chest and whatever, and then I'm like, oh yeah.
Are you going to do? You're going to do legs?
Tiny little legs.
Teeny tiny baby legs. Question number four, Bethany. What are you most excited about in your life right now?
Oh man. There's so many things that I've been excited for this year. What am I most excited for?
Yeah.
Probably to have a break. And to go. I'm going on holiday over New Year's.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Malta. So I'm just like...
Oh my God.
So I'm just like excited to work really hard throughout
and then
the year.
For it to pay off when you go there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so much fun. Have you been to Malta before?
No,
I haven't either.
I've heard it's nice.
I've seen some pictures. You know, on Instagram, you scroll through and you're like, wow, this location, Malta. It's like, oh my God, so cool. Yeah. Who are you going with? Are you going with your boyfriend?
Yeah, and his family, which would be nice.
And his family?
Yeah.
I've never been on, like, a family holiday with my own family. I have. I remember they've always gone without me, with, like, a loved one's family. That must be really interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
It's different, but it's nice.
But it's good through these changing times that you do have something to, like, look forward to. Obviously, like, self-progress as well, you can look forward to, like, how you're going to be in, like, a few months' time.
Yeah.
But also, like, a holiday, like you said, a break.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like people our age, when I speak to people, like, you know, 20 to 25, obviously we're 22, going on 23.
Oh, my God.
We're always going through this constant transitional state.
Mm.
Do you feel that? Like, everything, like, even, like, last year for you. When you were working working, it probably was still a transitional state for you. Everything, like, stuff, you always had stuff coming up.
Yeah, if someone had told me this time last year, like, hey, next year you're going to be working, like, for this big company and you're going to be doing this and you would have done all these courses, I would be like, are you joking? I'm not ready for that.
That's not me, mate.
Can I have a minute to prepare?
Yeah.
Because it's hard.
Yeah, but that's literally what you're going through as well. You're going through this massive transitional stage and, like, you're going through it strong as hell. You don't look tired, although you told me that.
Yes.
Great! And Bethany's actually exhausted, but you can't see her face right now. I'm joking. But, like, that's amazing that you're actually doing it and, like, you're pushing yourself to doing all these new things, but you're still coming out the back, like, the outside, still fine.
I just can't say no.
Oh, no. That was my issue as well.
I just can't say no. I'm just like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And then I'm like, oh, I haven't slept for 5 days. Like,
oh, I'm bleeding from my eyeballs. Shit.
Me. God.
Yeah, it's just really interesting how, like, you were telling me before this when we were catching up, how you are doing so much, so many hours and everything as well. But there's still so much further for you to go.
I know. What am I going to be doing this time next year?
God knows.
Oh my God, I'll come on the podcast next year.
Hey, I'm Bethany from, like, episode 33, 34.
Oh my god, and what's going to happen to the podcast this time next year?
Like, don't how much is turn this around on me.
I'm just saying, like, it's going to be so cool.
Everything's going to be so different in a year's time. I mean, I literally haven't seen you in like 3 years.
Has it been that long?
I think it's honestly been like maybe not 3 years.
I don't remember the last time I actually maybe saw you.
Like 2 years.
Because I feel like I bumped into you.
Yeah, it's but, probably. But I probably saw you in Subway.
Probably.
Do you feel comfortable with me telling you used to work in Subway?
Yeah, because saying to people, yeah, I used to work at Subway and now I work like here. Like, yeah, it's great.
It's like, oh my god, you made the jump.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Like, I used to work at Asda and seeing people that are still kind of stuck there. It's sad to think that they had all these prospects when I was speaking to them when I worked there and they haven't really pursued it. But I understand it all comes down to like opportunity and being in the right place at the right time. Like, what for you kickstarted you wanting to go on this career path of like health and fitness? Like, what was the one moment when you were like, huh? Was it applying to the job that you're currently working in? Was it meeting somebody and then being like, hey, I do this? Like, what was that moment for you?
It was literally when I decided to just... I joined the gym because I was like, oh, I should probably actually, like, go to the gym rather than just doing dance. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I just started this one class. It was meant to be... I don't know if you would know, but it's called a body combat class. Mm-hmm. And it was a woman that covered it and she was like, oh, we're going to do body attack today instead. Oh, yeah, and we were like, oh, okay. great. And at the end I was like, I'm dying, but that was so good. And literally like within that week I had signed up and looked it up and been like, I'm gonna just go on this course. I was like, I just want to do it because it'll be awesome.
You doing that session planted the seed for literally all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, obviously step by step, you're now where you are now. And like you said, in a year's time, you have no idea where you could be. In a few years' time, you could be a full-on personal trainer.
I know, that's the dream.
And like, it's something you enjoy as well.
Yeah.
I know I speak to a lot of people on the podcast, everyone's podcast. Really? I speak to a lot of people who like are kind of in jobs that obviously they don't like, they don't really have much passion towards, but they're doing it just because they don't really have anything else to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important that you found your passion at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I found my passion a few years ago by creating content. I tried YouTube and now I'm on podcasting. I don't know what I'm going to be doing in a year's time. Ooh. But your side is health, dance, movement, and just like physical self-improvement as well.
Yeah, because as well as physical, it's mental as well, because obviously everyone knows that exercise releases endorphins and it makes you happy and blah, blah, blah. So if you are like in that bad mental state, it is really good to get out and exercise and stuff. It does help.
I know that the last 5 days, and I know it isn't very much, I've been running like half a mile or a mile in the morning, just really fast, nice. like short sprint. And quick sprints, literally. And it gets me so ready for the day. And like, I feel so much, like my headspace is so much clearer. Like, I got back after the first sprint, tidied my room. And obviously tidying the room, I don't know if you get this as well, it's such a good mental clear out.
Oh yeah.
Because then like, if you do it in the morning, you feel so much more prepared for the day. If you do it in the evening, you wake up to a clean room, you're like, oh hell yeah. Like, this is a good start, a good foundation to like start my day or start my week.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 5, Bethany. What's one piece of fitness advice you find yourself usually telling people, or that you'd like to tell people in general, or that you'd like to tell yourself?
Man, this one's hard.
It is difficult. Final question.
Like, I know like quotes and, you know, the cheesy quotes that I'm always putting up on my page and stuff.
What's that? What's your page? Your Instagram page?
What?
What's that?
I have an Instagram.
You have an Instagram? Well, you have a personal and then you also have a business as well.
Yeah, like at BB Gym Fit. Go and follow it.
BB Gym Fit. Why BB?
Because it's my first and last name.
I like it. Go give Bethany a follow. Follow her on this, on the first few stepping stones of her journey into the whole health and fitness world.
Thanks.
But I feel like the quotes that you put up, you do actually stand by as well.
Yeah.
Like, you put up quotes, you're like, yeah, I can put some support behind this quote. Yeah. Like, I can believe in this quote. Exactly. You're not just putting up stuff for the hell of it.
Exactly. Like, I'll obviously Google it and be like, yeah, gym quotes, whatever. And I'll scroll for ages.
Because you want it to be right.
I don't want to just pick one. It's just like, ooh, don't give up. Or so, like, you know, those like generic ones that you see everywhere and you're just like, okay, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And you put them on your stories, not on your main feed, don't you?
Yeah, I put a couple on my main feed just to sort of bulk it up a little bit. But I put them on my story so then I can put them in the highlights bit.
Yeah.
So that someone goes to my page and I just really want to look at some quotes and just...
The showcase highlights bit.
Yeah.
We have that for having those podcasts on the Instagram. We have like snippets of like each episode.
Oh my God, I love those little snippets so that you put on your story.
It's so cute. I just like the direction you're taking the whole personal business Instagram side of things as well. Because with my job, I work at a design agency and we deal with a lot of content for a lot of health and organic brands. And so I'm there scheduling content throughout the month and like putting up stories and all this other stuff. And it's interesting to see how we used to do quotes for one of our clients, but we stopped that now because it wasn't getting much engagement. But I honestly think if we did put it on our stories, because so many people view a story, then view a post. And also stories are less permanent as well. Because I feel like a quote system on Facebook or Twitter would work a lot more effectively. Mm. But on stories on Instagram, it would work so much more effectively rather than in the feed.
Yeah.
So I look forward to the direction of that. So check out Bethany's Instagram. What is it? BB Gym Fit? GGB Fit.
Oh, that'd be well good. GGB Fit.
GGB Fit.
If I was... Georgia Guns. Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, one piece of fitness advice.
Oh God, yeah.
Or like fitness advice that you usually like end up telling people. Like when people come to you because they see you as like, oh my God, you're in the fitness world now.
What I give to people. What have I said to Megan before? Because she...
Is that a shout out?
Motivate her. Hmm?
Is that a shout out?
Shout out. Hi, yeah. Megan, love you.
Hi, Megan.
Literally. I would just say no pain, no gain. It sounds so silly, but like...
It makes sense once you're doing it.
Yeah, because it feels... I don't know why, there's some sort of pleasure in feeling really bad the next day and be like, oh, my muscles hurt. But I'm like, but that means I worked hard.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Like, the sweat afterwards, you feel absolutely vile, but it's just like, oh, I just did that and it feels great.
And the thing is, like, I think for me, because when it comes to the gym and weightlifting, very quick, I don't know if it's the same for, like, cardio and stuff or, like, a dance or whatnot, but you see a very quick change. And then, obviously, it plateaus and slows down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But that change, if you focus on the improvement it's making to your body and also your mental space, then if you focus on that, that would literally keep the passion and the constant routine fueled for, like, the next year or so.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened to me massively.
Like, don't get disheartened. Like, you want to almost tell people, like, look, don't get disheartened when it stops and you're not seeing the massive changes.
That just means you've got to try harder. But by that point, you're going to want to try harder. You want that challenge because you do build that natural routine of, like, oh, my body's changing. And then you kind of get used to it, I feel like, as well.
I think I can't even remember what it is, but it's something like if you get into the routine for 3 months, then it becomes natural and a changed lifestyle.
So it becomes a habit.
If you stick to it, then it will just happen and you'll do it naturally and you'll want to work out rather than being like, oh, I've got to go to the gym.
Yeah, and then you'll wake up and be like, you wouldn't be able to not go to the gym.
Becomes obsessive.
Yeah, and a good obsessiveness. Yes. Going to the gym is good. I know some people take it too far.
Yes, I saw one last night and his arms were built like an absolute truck.
Yeah.
It was scary.
My housemate Joe, he goes as kind of like a therapeutic experience as well, just to kind of like calm himself down. He loves it, but he goes every single day.
Wow.
And it's getting to a point where like, the size of him is great, but it's like, I kind of aspire to be maybe slightly smaller than him.
Like, I'm worried about you.
I'm a little bit concerned. He's doing great though. I think Joe's been on the podcast before actually, Joe Jones. Check out one of his previous episodes. The advice that I kind of give people, just in general about following their passion or like starting a new routine and everything, is literally Nike's slogan, which is just do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you literally just get up and do it, stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
And that applies with the podcast. I know that just before the beginning of this year, which was 2018, right?
2018 was
the year before this. I was planning so much to do, like, hey, how am I going to make the first episode and everything? But then I just came down to just doing it. I just did it. Mm. And then it keeps the ball rolling. As soon as you just literally do something, if you just go to the gym, just do it. What are you waiting for?
Who is that guy? I can't remember.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love
it. But when you're talking about habits, I think that's really interesting because someone once said to me that habits is like, to change it, it does take a lot of work to change something because your normal lifestyle is, you imagine it like a walk through a forest. And if you keep walking the same way every single day, then that path that you walk on becomes more, it looks more like a path because you're walking it, you're treading down the ground and everything. And to make a habit, it's you changing the direction. So although it might be the same path, one day you might go around a tree and then back to the original path. And that's changing your habit. Mm. And then if you stick with it, that path that you make will slowly turn into that path that you've been walking on.
Love that.
And it's a really interesting way to think about it.
That is.
It's to make a path. It does take hard work, but it's going to pay off. Because that path that you make in the forest might be quicker, or it might be more scenic, or it might be more beneficial.
Yeah.
It's just an interesting way to look at it.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I'm going to use that.
Copyrighted. Wait, get back in. Bethany just ran out of podcast studio. And that was it. Five rapid fire questions. How'd you feel?
Great.
Relieved.
It took us a long time.
It took us fine. It usually takes around this time anyway.
It took 5 minutes.
Right.
Ready, go.
I'll just cut it so it's like one word answers.
Literally.
Now, Bethany, I want to quickly talk about your experience at Disneyland. Because you were there for how long?
8 months.
Oh my God. It felt like longer, I think. I was seeing so much content on like your Instagram being posted mm-hmm. of like Disneyland and everything. I was like, oh my gosh, you fully love it.
Yeah.
But then obviously, because obviously the idea of it for so many young girls, like I would love to work at Disneyland. I would love to be there every single day. But you kind of learn how that was kind of an illusion, or like it kind of fades quite quickly.
Yes.
What would your experience of that be? Like, how would you, if someone was like, I would love to go to Disneyland, they had such high expectations of working there. Do you feel like you had high expectations?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if anyone were to say, like, I've got a contract, like, should I go? I'd say, yeah. Like, it's the most incredible experience. You're living in another country, learning how to fend for yourself in a country that, like, does speak English, but obviously you do have to learn. There are, you know, French people in the park and Spanish people in the park and Italian people in the park.
Paris Disneyland,
yes, yes. But you have to make your own way, to be honest. You're going there on your own. You're not going to know anyone.
That's so scary.
I know it is.
I couldn't imagine doing that.
Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
But you meet so many friends because everyone's in the same boat. It's kind of like, I never went to uni, but I imagine it's what uni is like because
you're out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. Mm. Everyone's in the same boat learning new things and learning this new job.
Mm-hmm.
And you meet people of all different styles and ways of life. Like I had a friend that was Italian, I had friends who were Portuguese and Spanish and French.
So different cultures as well.
Yeah.
They had different ways of doing things.
Exactly. Obviously the whole French to kiss thing was like a whole new thing. So when I came back to England, I was like, oh, I don't know.
This is weird.
Like, because obviously English do that, but they do one.
Yeah.
But obviously I literally found myself.
And it's very rare as well.
I found myself doing it the other day. Not the other day, a few months ago. I was saying hi to someone and I went for two and they were like, oh, and I was like, oh shit. I still remember the one thing you told me.
Go on then.
Io parlo poco italiano.
You got it. Io parlo poco italiano. Yeah. Do you remember what that means though?
I speak very little Italian.
I speak little Italian. Yeah. That's literally still the only phrase I know.
100%.
And I've gone through Duolingo like 10 times.
I used to know something like tutti.
Tutti
and foto insieme. Something like that I would say to Italian guests and just say like...
Is that like welcome?
Like, do you want a photo all together?
Oh, okay.
Foto tutti insieme.
You didn't really know what you were saying.
Like no.
It could have been anything.
No idea. Not a clue. Like, I used to know some Italian stuff that some Italian guy taught me. Like he taught me all the swear words, obviously. That's the first thing you learn when you're learning a new language. But anyway, right, back to Disney.
But that's what you had to learn when you were around those kind of people as well.
Yeah, because it's not the glamorous life of just being like, oh, I'm going to go on the parades all the time. Because what they say when you get hired, they say everyone will do character sets, whether you are a princess or on the parade, you will
goofy.
Do character sets. Like you have to do it. So I was friends with, quotes, I don't want to ruin the magic, I have to say friends with Pluto, the dog.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Loved that. Hot, very hot. Eeyore.
Yeah.
Favourite when you're hungover and you're just like slumping around like Eeyore.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Oh really?
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun because you get to be with someone and you get to like interact with them. It's quite fun. Who else? Rafiki from Lion King.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
That's cool.
Really sweaty in that one. That was
really sweaty friendship with...
Yeah. Didn't get approved for Buds because I'm too lanky.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was really cool. I was too tall to be a princess.
Oh, no.
Yeah, by an inch.
What?
Yeah.
Don't wear any shoes.
Yeah. Because they measure you when you get there.
Yeah.
Like your height, so then that's how they say what characters you're going to be in stuff. So someone that's 6 foot isn't going to be Mickey.
Yeah.
They're going to be Goofy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it sucks. And I was too short to be a villain, so I couldn't be anyone like Maleficent or anything. I was like, okay, whatever.
So you were stuck with...
Yeah. It was cool, though. Like, it was great. And one kid put me in first... Like, I had to go to first aid because of one kid... Because I was in Pluto and they just like dragged me to the ground.
Oh, what?
And like really hurt my neck.
Oh my god.
I was like, okay. And one woman, Spanish woman, was shouting, burrito! Because that's what
burrito.
I am. That's what I am in Spanish as eel.
You're a burrito.
Yeah, because eel is obviously English and then burrique is French, which means, I think, just means donkey. And then burrito is donkey in Spanish.
Oh,
so,
I see.
I was waddling along minding my own business, and then a woman decided to grab me from behind. So I go like flying back.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So then Tigger grabs my hand and we run off into the sunset.
But that's like, that's
such, it was great.
It was great. I loved it. But that's such like a, those 8 months you're never going to forget.
Oh my God.
And
no.
It probably changed you so much as a person, especially built up your independence so much.
Yeah. Jesus
like,
Christ.
I never even thought about the fact that you would have to literally live in a different area. I just thought of a kind of job role and everything.
Yeah. Like, you'd have to live. It's scary.
Did you live by yourself or like with other people? Or
you live by yourself, but what they do is they kind of, they tell you about different places you can stay. Like they're kind of like, I guess, block of flats sort of thing, but they are open to other people, so they are open to French people.
Yeah.
But a lot of the English people that work at Disney do live
there. Typically live
there, yeah. So it's only like a single room. You share like the washroom and stuff. But otherwise you get like your own bathroom and your own bedroom and stuff. But yeah, it'll be like my friends would be two doors down from me or down on the next level. So it's like
a nice little community vibe as well.
So you get your own space, which is nice. You don't want to live with someone that you've just met. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is nice to have your own space, but also be able to go and see your friends that are just 2 seconds away.
Yeah, and then go to work with them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the decision, like, what was the defining moment that made you realise that you didn't want to work there anymore? Because I feel like when you first joined, you were like, oh my God, I could literally, like, work here for the next few years of my life.
Yeah, I think it was just getting progressively worse. Like I saw myself changing a lot. I was going out a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I was myself, and I just felt very like isolated because I just was just like in my room on my own. I didn't actually have any friends from home with me, so I missed everyone, and it was just weird. Like I saw myself just get into this weird mental state, and I was like, I actually don't like this anymore. I was very like anxious living on my own in another country. I was like, I just want to go home.
I can't imagine how scary that must be.
Yeah.
Especially like when you came back home as well and seeing your family and your friends and seeing like, and feeling rooted again. And then you realise you were like, hang on, this is maybe kind of the lifestyle that I want to get back into or.
Yeah. I changed so much in France. So when I came back, I gradually got back into how I was before. And I was like, holy shit, why was I like that? Like, I don't know. It's really weird to think about, like, why was I like that?
Yeah. Do you feel like that's contributed to who you are now or kind of your attitude towards a career?
Yeah, because I've learned from myself
and
learned from my mistakes and I don't want that anymore. Like obviously I was like, oh, I want to be a dancer, I want to do dancing, blah blah, and I was like, actually I want to be stable, I want to have a career, I want to work full-time and not have to worry about when my next pay is, especially in today's world when everything's just so expensive
and all over the place as well.
Exactly. So I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna dance teach, I'm gonna get these qualifications, I'm just gonna work hard rather than going around everywhere and just hoping that I get something.
Do you think it realigned your purpose and what you wanted to do as work, like like when you came back you were like, I do want to do something I do actually enjoy?
Yeah. I don't know, it's weird.
So whilst you were working, because how long were you at Subway when you got back?
Lord. I literally went back there like the week after I got back because I emailed my boss like, hey, I'm coming home next week.
And they're like, we need you back.
Like, you got any space? And he's like, actually, great. Two people are leaving next week. So yeah, great. We need your help.
Oh, wow.
So that, and I've been back like practically 2 years. So just under 2 years I was back there.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Which is like a long time. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be there for too long because I'm going to be auditioning for other things. I'm going to go
somewhere else.
I remember
you saying, I think, when I saw you, you were like, it's just like a temporary thing just to get me back in the flow financially and everything.
Yeah, that's what it was meant to be. And then I was always like, I'm in an R-ring about leaving. So I was like, do I want to bother trying to leave, get a new job, go through all the training process just to then leave again when I find something else?
Exactly.
I was so
it's
sure
like, why invest yourself into something when you didn't really see yourself there long term?
Exactly. So
what were you waiting for? Were you waiting for this opportunity? Did you keep telling yourself, like, I still need to get to a point where I am more stable with the lifestyle? Like, it's good now that I know that, like I was saying earlier, a lot of people that kind of get into this habit where they are comfortable, they get comfortable in a job that they don't really want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's good that you've kind of been shoved out of that, or you have kind of pulled yourself out of that situation a little bit. And now, like, it's clear that I can see visually you are so much happier with the direction you're putting your life in. It's so cool.
100%. It was so, as much as they were really good to me, when I came back from Disney, I made it very clear, like, Subway isn't where I want to be. Subway isn't my career path. They've known this for a very long time that I want to do dance, or I want to do now fitness. Like, they've known that I've been looking. So whenever I had an audition or something, I would tell them and they'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And they'd give me the day off. Like, they wouldn't hesitate. They'd really try and help me because they know that I am loyal to them and I will work hard for them as long as they, like, help me out, which they have done. So I am really grateful for that. Obviously, Subway is not for me, and it was an interesting job. I'm just very happy to be out of there, but at the same time, obviously, I did make friends there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Everyone goes through those jobs when they're there to create money and create financial living and just to kind of get used to kind of the job routine as well.
Yeah, and get by, to be honest. I just needed something. Like, dance teaching, they're just not enough hours. Like, I needed something that's going to give me some money so I can actually, I don't know, eat.
Yeah. And to kind of fuel your passions as well. But now, luckily, your job and your career is your passion.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fuel it just by just doing stuff. Are you concerned? Because I listened to a podcast recently where they spoke about how people that put too much pressure towards their passion being a lifestyle and earning money from it, that their passions actually fade and like, their passions lessen because of the pressure they put, like, financially towards it. Are you concerned that maybe because it's now your job, your passion and it's kind of going to lessen a little bit? Is it's going to go down?
I know what you mean, because obviously when you spend so much time doing something, like, if you spend so much time with a person, they start to piss you off. Yeah. Like, it can be the same with a career. Why did you look at me when you said
that? Never. Bethany, no.
The good thing about gym and fitness, like I said earlier, is that it releases endorphins, makes you happier. And I feel like there's so much still more for me to do with it that I can still keep reaching for small goals. Like,
yeah, there's always going to be a challenge, isn't it?
Exactly. So, like, I'm obviously working on doing something at the moment, and then I've got another course in September, which will open up more things for me. And then next year I might be doing a personal training course, hopefully. And then after that I can start running a business doing that. And then there might just be little things that pop up on my own business one day. I might do this, that and the other. Like, do you know what I mean? I feel like there's always something that I can look forward to.
Something for you to strive towards, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's so exciting, because although it is kind of all up in the air a little bit about the direction you'll be going in, like, you are in the first few stepping stones for that kind of crazy different paths in life.
Yeah.
But also you do have a brief idea of maybe what you would like to do. Like, I do see you maybe owning a gym or owning a business or becoming a personal trainer or going the other way and, like, working at a dance school or doing like one or the other. Like, I do see you just pursuing that passion, because like, you've stuck through it since working at Subway and Disney and everything. You've stuck with this passion. I imagine at times it must have been difficult to kind of get into the routine of it. Maybe at Disney as well. Like, would you dance much at Disney?
Not really, because
not as much as you wanted to.
Yeah, on the parade it wasn't dancing, it was more like
waving.
I don't know if you would have seen on my Instagram, like, I'm wearing these massive costumes that you're not really dancing, you're sort of like walking and doing pretty stuff and, like, you're not
posing.
You're not really dancing. So some people would, you know, do classes after parade. They'd be like, hey, I'm gonna do a dance after parade, like, choreography, come to the studio. And that would be about it. So that was kind of like I'm not even doing what I want to do here. It's not like, my fitness was fading and I was like,
I think that's the thing. I mean, at the moment, your passion won't go down over the next few weeks, over the next few months of you having a job in it. But that was the real test, I think, working somewhere where you're not encouraged to dance too much at Disney. And that would have been the point where your passion would have dwindled or would have faded, is at that point. So now you're at the strong part where you can literally just keep fueling it with lots of different things.
Yeah.
So how are you finding the coaching aspect, actually? Because obviously you went from teaching dance to now teaching more gym stuff. Are you finding yourself having to learn more gym related like exercises, or like more science and like biology things, or does it translate quite well from dance?
Some things do. Like, when people say like, oh, I'm really sore here, how do I stretch this out? I'm like, I've got you. But yeah, it's hard. When I first did my level 2 course, it was very much like, I'm in a gym environment and I'm going to have to learn. You know, there's like that scary part of the gym where there's all the big boys lifting the big weights and all that stuff.
That's the bit I was in as well when I went to the gym.
Bit's like, oh, yeah.
Well, I was there because Joe, who I went, was the big guy. So I'd just be kind of there like, I'm so out of place right now.
Literally. The little Italian boy.
just like, io ballo poco italiano. Can you spot me? I'm like, okay. Yeah, oh my God, sure. This one time actually, I was spotting this guy in the bench press and he was doing like, I think like 40 on each side. So what, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, that's like what, 100? The bar was 20, 20, 20,
oh, right, 20, yeah, 20. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He was doing like, he was benching 100. And I was just there and then he couldn't do it anymore. I was like, Joe ran over and helped me. I was oh my God, it was so intense.
Yeah, it's scary learning all of that stuff. And there's so many different, like what I would call one thing, someone else in the gym will be like, oh, that's called this.
Oh, really?
Or someone will come over to me and be like, oh, so-and-so's done me a plan. And could you tell me what this means?
And, you'd be and like, I look I have at no
it
idea.
And I'm like, I haven't got a clue.
Yeah. But if it's got legs, person, I don't know what it is.
Exactly. But that person is just over there. So I'm going to go ask them and they show me and I'm like, how the hell does that correlate to that? So it's learning all the like, language of gym, I guess, of what it's all called, and I'm just like,
but it's exciting as well because it's like that's what you're going to be exposed to for the next few years of your life,
yeah.
And that's what you might build a career off of as well, is learning all this terminology.
So I better get learning.
Oh, they're biceps. Wow.
Yeah, no, well. Luckily, I know that stuff, all this physiology and anatomy and all that stuff.
I'm looking forward to when I get back into the gym, coming to you and be like, Bethany, I've like done my shoulder. You'd be like, you know, actually, you could take grapefruit and that will be like, wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to hiring you in the future to be my personal trainer.
Oh, God, yeah, that'd be so
And
sick.
Then recommending you to other people. Hell, and I'd be like, hey, how's David getting on? I imagine I'm going to have a mate called David in 5 years.
You don't already have a date? No.
I don't have a David mate.
Okay.
I don't know, not yet. Okay. But I imagine I would. And he'd be like, oh, I'll be like, hey, how's David getting on? He'd be like, oh, you know his. And then you'll say like some sort of term. And I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, any Davids out there?
Yeah, any Davids out there, be friends with me. I'm joking. Now, obviously, besides the career aspect of where you want to be in a few years' time or the direction you're heading in, when it comes to like physically your body, because obviously when it comes to fitness and this journey you're going on, naturally you will get more fit in different areas. Like, where do you want to improve?
Well, the good thing about dance is that I don't have to worry too much about my like shoulders, because it sounds so silly, but holding your arms up for so long
builds up,
literally just like I have like that one muscle just
God,
like that's just from ballet, like that's not doing anything else, and like my legs have strength and my calves as well, but triceps, none of those, none of that.
So are you wanting to build that up?
I need some tricep strength, because otherwise they're going to become bingo wings in a very short amount of time, and I'm not ready for that. I'm 22, don't need that. And my abs, I just...
I imagine dance builds a strong core as well, or do you mean like a stronger core?
Yeah, I just want a little bit more definition, because although I can build it easily, but I can very much lose it easily on my abs if I eat crap for a little while, so I need to just stay focused and stop eating pizza and stuff. So yeah, that and glutes. I need the peach. I need it.
So many exercises. Like it's there's just a horde of girls around that, like certain machines, like ones where you just do this and 100%. They're leaning over. It's like, what are you doing?
Oh, that
The weird thrust things where they put the bar there and they're just like that, and you're like, oh, okay.
Most amazing thing for glutes ever. Do not really? Do squats.
Really?
Squats are like predominantly quad based.
Yeah.
So you'll build glutes, but you'll also build quads.
Yeah.
So you'll literally have like...
It would just let balance out, yeah.
Like massive quads. So.
And like when you're talking about your diet and everything, diet is what I realise is half of it as well. Eating properly as well. So do you feel like your diet needs to change or is changing? Or like, how would you like to eat?
I'm getting used to it. I need to start meal prepping a little bit more.
That's like half of it, isn't it? Meal prepping, so you know... I'm going to do this workout, then I'm going to need more protein for this workout.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm so excited to do my level 3, because it goes more extensively into the nutrition side, I think. I'd like to do a nutrition course separate as well, so I actually know what the hell I'm eating. Because I sort of, like, everyone knows what's good and what's bad. Everyone knows don't eat pizza, eat salad.
But like...
Whatever. But yeah.
Don't eat pizza, eat salad.
Like, everyone knows. It's like, I don't know, everyone knows if something's going to be good for you or not.
Yeah,
like everyone knows how to eat healthy somewhat, but I want to know how to really do it so it benefits me like the best possible way, and when to eat it and how to eat it and blah, 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 blah. My diet's not great.
That's right, because you build on top of it, and then you build a habit out of eating certain things.
Yeah, exactly.
And then once you know how it affects your body, you can tell people that when you start training them, be like, you know, I have this, like you should try this, or like I find this helps me, it might not help you, but maybe try this instead.
Mm-hmm. all a learning journey.
It's all a learning journey as well. But like, it's interesting because you're going to have to learn more fitness gym stuff, but also more nutritional thing. But you're open to learning about it as well, which is important as well.
Need to learn about it.
Yeah, okay. You need.
I need to learn not to eat.
A self journey as well.
Yes.
Yeah, but once you've gotten to that point where you're not eating as much pizza and you're eating maybe more vegetables or more fish or whatever, then you'll be at a point where you can be like, you know what, I eat this. You should try eating this as well.
Yeah.
And you could look like me. And I'm like, wow. But I'm a guy, okay? That's
imagine
fine.
If I was that much of a prick. I'm like, you can look like me.
I can imagine you in like a few years' time, maybe when you are being a freelance personal trainer or whatever, a personal trainer in any capacity, where you could be a celebrity personal trainer. Could you imagine?
Oh, that'd be so sick.
Would that be so cool? Because they'd be like, celebrities would be like, yeah, like, I get my personal trainer, Bethany Grace Barnes.
Oh my God.
BB Gym Fit. Just to like, yeah, that'd be so cool.
Holy crap.
I can just imagine you being the personal trainer for like waking up super early, being like a very personal trainer.
Mm.
So like you fully plan out people's diets, people's meal plans and everything for this one person.
Yeah.
And they pay you some good dollar.
Oh yeah, that good dollar.
Yeah. But follow Bethany's journey on her Instagram. Can you read out your Instagram one last time?
Yeah, should we plug it for the fifth time today?
Yeah.
It's BB Gym Fit. Thanks, guys.
Give a follow. I'm going to shout out my gym account. I don't have a gym account. maybe I will in the future. Now, before we finish, Bethany, do you listen to podcasts? Obviously, now you've been on a podcast.
Well, yeah. I somewhat listen to yours. I don't listen to anyone else's podcast.
Do you not?
I don't know anyone else that does the podcast.
No, I've actually gotten people into podcasts. I'm like, hey, listen to mine. And they're like, oh, I listen to all these other ones. I'm like, hey, you still listen to mine, right? They don't. But it's getting into the podcast sphere because podcasts are like blowing up so much. And like, I used to listen to it when I went to the gym and everything. It's really weird. It's not as like motivational as music.
But I can see it distracts you.
Yeah.
Because I hate running on a treadmill. Someone's like, yeah, you're going to go on a treadmill for half an hour. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, why?
I hate it. It's so boring.
I have to find a playlist.
Yeah, it's just boring. It's just not my thing. So I feel like maybe a podcast would help.
So yeah, and like maybe next time you're on, you could give a podcast recommendations.
Ooh, yeah, let's do that.
Having Worst Podcast, that's the only one you listen to, Bethany. That's fine, you can shout it out. Now, right before we finish and wrap up, Bethany, are there any shout-outs, any people you want to shout out, any projects you want to shout out?
Oh, man. I don't know, I don't have anyone to shout
any
out.
Any friends?
I love my friends. And I love my boyfriend.
Shout out your boyfriend.
Hi, Ben. Love you, babe. Hi, Mum. Nah, I don't know. Nah. Hate everyone.
Well, Bethany, I'm going to... Oh! I just cut that.
Shout out to Josh.
Shout out to me. I'm gonna shout out you, Bethany. Thank you for finally coming on my podcast. And like, I look forward to you eventually coming on and telling your story and where you've gotten to in your career and your life and everything.
Yeah, I'll be on next week.
Oh, actually, okay. I mean, we've got people. Okay, that's right. We can fuck around that.
Yeah, move them around. I'm more important.
Bethany's now a stable co-host.
Yeah.
But I look forward to having you on another episode where we can do a Having Games episode. So you can finally...
Fun.
You can finally battle it out in Having Games.
Can I pick my competitor?
No, you can't.
Aww.
I picked the dog that we saw earlier. No, you can't. The dog beats you somehow. Wow.
What?
It was pitching movie stuff.
Not surprising.
Bethany, any last comments for our Having Words audience?
Just thanks for like letting me come on here.
That's right. It's fine. Anytime.
It's been like
just not next
a
week.
Long time.
you get so offended.
Just been a long time since we've seen each other. It's been like nice to actually just have a catch up.
We need to change that.
Stuff. Yeah, we do.
I don't see you for another 3 years.
Literally, that's the next time I come on the podcast.
How's life? Episode 300. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm excited to see what direction this goes in and, like, your journey as well.
Yeah. And, like, I want to shout out people that are doing projects as much as possible. So we will be shouting you out on our own Instagram. You can follow us at having words on Instagram, at having words podcast on Facebook, at having tweets on Twitter. Bethany, thank you for coming on. Thank you. It's been a good podcast. One of the best podcasts. Thank you so much.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you for listening, everyone, to Having Words. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit. And you can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, literally any podcast directory that you know of. And you can also listen to us on YouTube. We have a Patreon that we will be uploading stuff to eventually. Patreon.com/Having Words. And thank you for listening. Bethany, any final word? Anything?
Eat all the pizza.
No. Okay, thank you for listening, guys. Bye. We're done.
Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed the episode, let us know by sending us an email at havingwordspodcast@gmail.com or by writing a review on iTunes or Facebook.